In the decades since the Sandy Hook shooting, schools have beefed up their police presence in an effort to keep students safe. But research has shown a connection between adding police and an increased criminalization of students of color. Now, school systems around the country are assessing the role police officers should play when it comes to school discipline. Chicago Public Schools took steps over the last 2 years to limit it. But as Sarah Karp of WBEZ reports, that hasn't been easy, especially with students returning to class in person this year and school shootings on everyone's mind.
The effort to limit the role of police in Chicago public schools gained steam in the summer of 2020.
Police are not meant for school.
Police are not meant for school.
Police do not belong in school.
Police do not belong in school.
For decades, most Chicago public high schools had two police officers assigned to them, and advocates long complained. They pointed to research showing police in schools lead students into the school-to-prison pipeline. Then, in 2020, fresh from protesting the police killing of George Floyd, teens and activists were fired up. They wanted all officers out. The Chicago Board of Education didn't make that move.
And the tally is 3 ayes and 4 nays. This motion has failed adoption.
Instead, the school district lets schools decide. And so, when Chicago Public Schools returned in person this year, the police presence was cut by a third. Many schools had no officers at all. The district of 600 schools also changed the code of conduct. Now police can only intervene in limited circumstances when there's an imminent threat to safety.
It's very, very narrow. But, you know, what it did for us is it really forced us to make sure that we are doing things the right way. Police officers shouldn't be involved in the day-to-day interactions with students.
That's Antonio Ross. He's a principal for a school on the city's south side. This was part of a big change for Chicago Public Schools.
You know, I'll start by saying we've learned a lot at Chicago Public Schools about how we approach safety.
Janine Chow is the head of safety and security for the school district. For years now, she and others preached a restorative approach. Talk problems out, heal, and learn. And through the years, schools stopped regularly turning to police. New data shows a downward trend of police involvement continued this year. There were 350 calls from high schools last fall, down from about 570 calls 2 years ago.
I think the mindset shift has now moved towards, here's a situation, how can we help this young person? How can we work with the school community to be more supportive?
But the transition has been complicated. For schools that were well on their way to implementing restorative justice, it was more seamless. Principal Armando Rodriguez removed both police officers from his high school. Years ago, he started training his entire staff, from the teachers to the cafeteria workers, on how to respond in ways that support students. They learned de-escalation and responding with empathy.
If we hear something on social media that somebody says something about another kid and the kid comes all upset, they send this to me and I'm going to get it if I see it. For us, it's kind of, okay, let's get on it right away. And if we see, you know, we do the peace circle. If we just see that don't work, we bring the parent. And then also we can have peace circles even with other parents and the students. So all together here to try to solve the problem.
But it's schools without a head start and restorative justice, this transition hasn't been so smooth. Teacher David Marshall works in a high school that removed both officers, but the extra support promised in exchange was slow to materialize.
We've only used talking circles at our school like once this year, you know, in like a meaningful way. And we haven't had any like curriculum or time to like teach the students how to do it. It's been a lot more like small group and piecemeal.
Schools that gave up police officers were given extra money for staff. But hiring has been hard this year. The Chicago Teachers Union is fully in support of removing police, yet they say alternatives that help students heal and process must be in place, and they say that takes people, time, and energy. Jamal Ray, who just graduated from a high school on the city's southwest side, says he long wanted the police gone.
We don't want that trauma because a lot of people have experienced different situations with police officers and it wasn't well. So we have people will be saying, F the police, da 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 da, this, this, da 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 da.
But there have been lockdowns in many schools this year due to neighborhood incidents. And recently, a student was caught at his school with a gun. Ray says this caused him to rethink his position a bit. He now wants police near the school to protect students. And in fact, Chicago Public Schools is in discussion with the police department to assign roving units to travel between schools. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Karp.